It's Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 7 past 5 o'clock. Well, this election is historic already. We have had three leaders of political parties resign in a month. United Future leader Peter Dunne is the latest casualty. He announced today he would retire at this election after feeling his electorate was ready to move on to someone new. Prime Minister Bill English said Peter Dunne called him this morning to tell him the news.
Peter has been an important part of strong and stable government over the last 9 years. We haven't always agreed, but he's always committed his support.
And it seems that Oharu could now be clear for Greg O'Connor, former head of the Police Association, who is standing for Labor. But Labor Party leader Jacinda Ardern says the party is staying focused on trying to win the seat by earning
it. And Peter obviously has worked very hard in the past to provide that. Greg now is locally embedded, working very, very hard, knocking on a lot of doors to try and earn that seat.
And Peter Dunne thinks Greg O'Connor will find it hard to capitalise on his resignation.
No, I think it makes it more difficult for him, actually. I think that he may be the more upset person than I am today, because I think he'll face a national candidate who will be out there all guns blazing, and I think he will struggle.
And Greg O'Connor is with me. And Greg, evening.
Good evening, Larry.
Are you upset? Are you disappointed? Do you think you will struggle? How do you see this resignation?
Peter's a pretty astute observer of the political scene. He's done a good job here, and I would be very silly to ignore what he just said. This is not a champagne-popping moment. Things have changed, but it's now a head-to-head with the National Party candidate, and the rules are rewritten, and anyone who thinks this is going to be any lay-down mazir doesn't know this electorate.
The fact that National candidate Brett Hudson has been out endorsing Dunne, in fact there was a leaflet to drop at the weekend saying vote for Dunne, you don't think that will have any impact?
No, I don't think so, because people here understand politics. It's probably one of the most educated political electorates in New Zealand. And they will see, they will look at that. Peter Dunne had quite a large number of people who were still supporting him, and where they go is going to be very important. I've still got to now show that I am not only a credible alternative, but the best alternative for this electorate.
Is it fair to say, Greg, that Oharu is actually a pretty conservative-leaning electorate?
It is, yes. People here think about their voting. I very much enjoy my door knocking. Every conversation is different, and you learn something from every door knock and every street corner meeting. So anyone who thinks, I've had a lot of texts who think this is contest over, they don't understand Oharu. As I say, this is a very well-informed electorate. They know what they're doing, and if I will have to fight for every vote. Peter's vote is now up for grabs, and I'm going to have to fight for a proportion of it.
Right. So in some ways, could this be more difficult for you? I thought it actually handed it to you on a plate. But National polling on that last Colmar-Brunton poll are polling 10 points ahead in the party vote. That could spell danger for you, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And that's what I say. I would be very foolish to ignore those words of Peter Dunne. He knows his electorate. So I'm out there. I'm going to be having to redouble efforts now. It's no champagne popping moment. This just means now it got more difficult.
The fact
if we'd gone to the polls on those polls from last week, it would have been, I think I would probably have won it. Now, it's head-to-head.
Right, yeah, it was splitting the vote, wasn't it? So you look at the polls, Oharu, is this a reflection? You're travelling very well, clearly. Is this a reflection of Labor Party policy, or is it a reflection, do you believe, of your personal popularity?
Oh, look, it's a combination of both. Certainly that poll was published last week did take place just after Jacinda arrived, and there was no doubt there was an effect that affected the poll. I would like to think, I mean, I've lived here a lot. I know the electorate very well, so that does certainly assist. But there's a lot happening outside this electorate as well that is affecting it.
How do you see Mr. Dunne's resignation? Do you see that as some sort of concession? Is he conceding here that he's saying, look, I can't win this?
Well, I think that's what I heard him say in his interview with you before. Look, he's a very, very good politician. And if I am lucky enough to win this seat, I will be watching how he did it. I'm learning, and I'm learning a lot from watching him. Certainly, he had a lot of personal support here, a solid base of personal support. But again, it's probably a measure of his astuteness and how well tapped in he is to this electorate that he probably realised that he wasn't going to win this time.
All right, Greg, thank you for coming on the program. That is Greg O'Connor, Labour Party candidate for Ohariu.
Williams.
Now 12 past 5. Well, 1 in 7 Kiwis belong to a gym in China.